Welcome back to She Gets a Pod. My name is Shan. I am the creator. I am the host. I will be answering the questions the men have this season. A lot of people may not like me this season, and that's okay. A lot of men will be like, all right, we have answers to the shit that women don't want to answer. Yep. And all of this is personal opinion. I expect people to disagree with me. I expect people to not understand where I'm coming from with this. And I expect women to be in denial of what I'm answering. That's okay. That's expected already. All right. But I think in order to bridge the understanding between men and women, between the delusion, the audacity, and making sure people stay in their lane, I'm going to answer some things the men have questions about. And you are free to give your opinion under post. You are free to give your opinion through email. You are free to give your opinion through DM. And you are free to give your opinion personally. Okay? I am not offended. Okay? Your thoughts are always welcome. But they're not going to change anything. All right, with that being said, I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And each week I'll be on here answering questions the men have. All right. And these are questions from different men, not a man. So you don't have to feel so defensive, because it's not one man that has questions. It's many men. Many men. Okay. Let's go. Y'all, this is the last one. This is the last question. If I get more questions, I might answer them in a reel. But this is the last episode question. Happy New Year, because technically this would be the new year that this is going to drop on. I hope you guys had a safe New Year's, had a great Christmas. When you step into this year, you will be more educated about why women do what they do. From this season, I enjoyed doing this season. It was very easy. I felt like I was just having a conversation with my male friends, like straight up, not telling y'all no bullshit, not telling y'all nothing I'm making up off the top of my head. Like, these are real things that women think. Some women think, not all women think like me. So don't try to compare me to the girl you're dealing with now. Don't try to use what I said for the woman you in a relationship with to do, because she might be completely different. That might not be your woman that you need. Okay. Anywho, this is episode 20. Why y'all so aggressive but want me to buy you flowers? All right. Okay. So listen, women would love genuine flowers without stipulations. But most women get flowers after a man fucked up, or after y'all broke up and now you trying to get back with the woman you broke up with because you saw that she was actually the woman you need. Now you want to be nice. Now you want to be gentle. Now you want to be a gentleman. After he get caught up in some shit, that's when he want to bring flowers. Women don't want flowers like that. It seems like, oh, this is how I'm going to get in the door, or this is how I'm going to get her attention. But that's not when we want flowers. Women want flowers because we weren't thought. Okay? Prime example, I'm 38 years old, and I would consider myself a nice woman. Sweet face, with body, yeah. I have a lot of nice soft parts. Even I'd enjoy squeezing. You know, if I was a man. But I didn't get my first bouquet of flowers until earlier this year. Or earlier last year. Right? Just like that, I forgot that we're in a new year. But most men today don't have game. And I'm not, when I say game, I'm not meaning like y'all don't know how to play women. I'm talking about y'all have no chivalry and y'all swagger at all. Like, y'all don't know how to wow a woman all week, even though you can only see her one day this week. Y'all don't know the right things to say in the morning. Y'all don't know not to come to a woman's house empty-handed. Y'all don't know how to separate yourselves from the other men she might be dating or talking to. Also, y'all don't know how to make sure y'all move up in the line of attention without bitching for it. Most men, not all of y'all, because all of y'all, a lot of y'all know what to do, but not all of y'all. A lot of y'all are lost, right? And y'all treat women transactionally and then wonder why y'all have to ask for oral. And then wonder why y'all have to ask for nudes. And then wonder why she ain't call you all week or she don't return your text message. Because there's nothing really amazing about your approach. There's nothing really extra about how she feels when she...
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
She's with you. You're not making her feel special. And I'm not saying you don't have to feel special when you're with her. You do. There are things that women do for men that makes them feel special. Separates them from the rest. But as a man, it's not for you to tit for tat making a woman feel special, right? And I think there's a lot of men out here with, well, I did this for you, what you gonna do for me? And when you walk into a relationship or a dating scene on what am I gonna get if I do this, women don't want to deal with a man who's taking tally marks on who did what and who paid for what and how much was this and was this bigger and I gave you this, now what you gonna do for me? Because it becomes very like, do you just want to pay for pussy and go home? Because that's what you treating it like. And a lot of men come off like that because you have no finesse. Okay, so after she complains, then a lot of men want to buy flowers. Then y'all want to turn y'all brains on what I have to do to keep this woman's attention. Women are just tired of having to dumb down how they want to be treated for y'all to click and get it, right? And we would love flowers because we were in your thoughts and that's something genuinely that you took the initiative to do without us having to say, it'd be nice if you got me some flowers. Or it'd be nice if, you know, when you came by the house, because you always come by my house, to bring some wine or bring some dessert or something. Bring a movie. Bring something other than just you and your dick. Because if it's just you and your dick, there's plenty of men with themselves and dick everywhere. Should she just pick one and it don't have to be you? Like, come with something extra. And when it comes to the aggressiveness, aggressive women be dealing with a lot on a day-to-day basis. And their life is not set up where they can be soft all the time or gentle all the time with how they have an approach. And like I was saying in another episode, a lot of women turn on their aggression for protection. Say that one more time. A lot of women turn on their aggression for protection. So men that may see them from afar or may be watching them don't see them as weak, or let me try her tomorrow to see if she gonna do this. Or if I see her and she on this shift by herself and ain't nobody around and I know where the camera's at, maybe if I push her into this closet, she might let me do this because she seems weak. She seems like she's aloof and she doesn't know what's going on. No, women peep that. Women can tell when a man is looking at her or her and her body. Women can tell when a man is having those type of thoughts in his eyes and the way he lets his eyes wander around her. Like, we can tell when a man is being creepy. And when you think of it, women have a lot more jobs that are more male appropriate, like being a mechanic, working in construction, being a plumber, doing things that might not require you to have French tip nails, your lashes done, your hair pretty, your hair out, you know what I'm saying? Tight fitting clothes. Like, women have different jobs. Their day to day is very different. So don't think, oh, because you work this type of job, you don't deserve flowers, or you don't deserve a man to be sweet to you, or you don't deserve to be talked to or respected like a woman because you're a plumber. Like, that's very sexist and belittling, and you need to grow the fuck up. I think if you know a good woman, you appreciate a woman that's in your life. It could be your mom, your uncle, your sister, your uncle. It could be your mom, your auntie, your sister, your manager. Keep it professional. You know what I'm saying? But you can give them flowers, or you can be aware of what's going on in their life. If they're having a hard week or a hard month, or, you know, they're feeling down or they're grieving, you can buy them flowers. It doesn't have to be anything extra to it. But don't wait for Mother's Day or birthday or Valentine's Day to show a woman that you care about that she deserves flowers. Women are sometimes aggressive for protection, so men won't target them. And I say this all the time. It's not because we want to. We don't want to be aggressive. We don't want to be that way, but we think we have to so we can protect ourselves. So now when I'm in a relationship, I'm very soft with who I'm in a relationship with when I'm in a relationship. If I'm complaining, I probably need 4 things, okay, to change my mood. 1, Wang. 2, more money. 3, more sleep. Or 4, something to eat, okay? I'm very simple. Do not try to complicate me. Okay, I don't complain just because I want to complain. There's something else bothering me, but it's easier to talk about what I don't like on top of what's really bothering me than saying what's really bothering me. I know. Okay, but that's just me though. The woman you know or the woman in your life might be completely different. When it comes to hugs and being soft and not aggressive, I like hugs from my man. I like cuddles from my man. I like wing for my man. I like calls for my man. Trips with my man. Rides, you know, with my man. Y'all get it, okay? I'm not somebody who needs anybody. Anybody that can feed me today, please send a Cash App. I don't want that. I'm not, oh, I'll take you on a date tonight. Oh, I'll take you on a date Thursday. No, I don't want everybody having access to me like I'm a Costco sample. That's not what I'm on. Some women don't care. Some women, because you send her $200, she gonna give you attention for 3 days. Some women, because you paid their light bill, she gonna do this for you. Some women, because you pay her rent, whenever you feel like fucking, she's gonna be like, okay, all right, you could come over. Like, I don't want that. If this is not a man that I really like and I really care about and I really love and I really want to share my body with, I don't want to give you nothing. If I'm not attracted to you, there's nothing that you can do to make me attracted to you if I'm not attracted to you. It's not about money. It's not about power. It's not about you buying me shit. It's not about you being able to buy me a new car to make me like you. If I don't like you, I don't like you. And things like that make me worry, because some men want a woman that's quote unquote with the program. And the program be, if I do all these things for you, treat me like this. Treat me like you like me. Treat me like you want me. Treat me like you're attractive to me. Ew. And to me, that makes you more lame, that you basically out here paying a woman to fake like you when you know she don't give a fuck. Why do y'all do that? I think a lot of men are... The word is not crazy. The word is not... A lot of men are delusional when it comes to what type of woman would be head over heels for them versus a woman they like that they think they deserve. Just like there's a lot of women who are delusional about what man they want and like, that would never even step in their lane for whatever reasons he has or his preference. It is okay for you to fantasize, but if you can't pay, quote unquote, a bad bitch's menu of lifestyle things, don't complain about a bad bitch's level of lifestyle things. If you can't afford what, quote unquote, a bad bitch might want, maybe your preference on bad bitches need to be like that poster on your wall when you was 15 and you was living under your parents' house. Because that's as close as you're going to get to that. A lot of women don't give a fuck about men that they be with. They care about what that man can do for her. Right? And a lot of men today, I think, find themselves in a pocket of wanting the woman that doesn't give a fuck about the man, who is only concerned about what a man can do for her, and then they complain about what she wants him to do. If you're complaining about what a woman that you want in your life wants you to do, that is a red flag that is not the woman for you. You have to change your preferences, or you're just going to be miserable and unhappy and easily replaceable because your work life has become, I have to be able to afford her to keep her, right? Now, if you want to be with a woman that adores you, respects you, loves you, is cute, looks beautiful, doesn't have to have makeup, doesn't have to wear her hair and wigs or get her hair done every week, doesn't have to have her nails done every week. She's logical. She understands what you do for a living. She understands what your goals are. She doesn't ask you to take her out every day. She knows how to clean a house. She knows how to take care of herself. She has goals for herself. She respects what you got going on. That's more your lane if what she needs in life is more affordable for you to do. If her emergencies aren't, my hair just does canceled on me. My deposit was $250. It cost $600-something to get my hair done. Can you send me the money? If you can't deal with that type of emergency that comes with a lot of these women that y'all like to, ooh, she's cute. Ooh, look at her body. You need to not be looking over there. You need to not be looking over there. And that's the reality of it. Y'all like what y'all see, but y'all don't like what comes with what y'all see. Right? Same thing with women. If you want to talk to a man that's fine, that's sexy, got abs, always in the gym, always working out, and if he ain't working out, he at work, and if he ain't at work and he ain't working out, he traveling. If your lifestyle doesn't match with his, if you're not either at work or at the gym or traveling, that's not the man for you. Because every woman is looking at that man. Because he's sexually appealing. When he goes on vacation and you can't go on vacation, he gonna go on vacation alone. You think he's not gonna be with a woman? He is. Because it's gonna be easy for him to get women. So maybe that's not the man that should be in your preference. Because that's not realistic for your lifestyle. You know what I'm saying? So to me, the math is easy. The math be mathing. And that's why I only talk to daddies. Okay? If you ain't a daddy, you're wasting your time talking to me because I don't want to do nothing with you. I'm not even looking at you romantically. I'm not seeing you in my future because this is the daddy section over here, okay? In real life, not just the bedroom, okay? So listen. I'm trying to tell you. It's not complicated. Y'all just hard-headed, all right? So if you know a woman out there and you care about her, you respect her, if you know a woman that you love and she's a good woman, give her flowers without asking. If it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, give her flowers any day of the week, at any time of the day. Okay? Tell her how you appreciate her. You don't have to wait for something to happen to give her flowers. And you're not a simp when you're loving on the person who loves you. Y'all gotta stop with this simp shit. Most of the men who be talking this simp shit are not getting consistent love, affection, attention, or pussy from the woman they want. And they're making men who have the woman that they want, who love the woman that they want, feel stupid for loving her. Y'all gotta stop. I think a lot of people get simping wrong. And I'm gonna say this and I'm gonna leave. Simping is when a man doesn't read the room, that a woman doesn't like him, and he's trying to buy his way into her draws. He's trying to buy his way into being able to call her. He's trying to woo her by doing whatever he got to do, knowing she doesn't like him. She's not giving you the attention because she does not like you. So now you're buying her shit. You're sending her shit. You're popping up in front of her face. You're forcing her to look at you. That's simp shit. But there's no way you can simp for a woman who loves you, respects you, and wants you. Then that's it. Anywho, my name is Shan. I appreciate y'all for checking out the season. I enjoy doing this season. Women, I mean you no harm. I just wanted to give the men understanding. I don't speak for all women, but I speak for myself and I speak for a lot of women. When I expressed the things that I expressed on this season, it was about men's questions about women and the things that they do. I hope I answered them as best as I could. I hope y'all get it. I hope you spend your time.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Your effort with somebody who respects you, that you need in your life, and you don't try to force yourself into a woman's space or life that is showing you signs that she doesn't fuck with you for real. Okay, I wouldn't want it for my nephews, my brothers, my cousins, my friends. I just want men to read the fucking room. If she don't text you back, or she don't text you or call you at all, she don't like you. If you find that you're always texting her or sending her something and she's never reciprocating, she don't like you. Stop it. Okay, stop saying, well, why you didn't do this then if you didn't like me? Women ain't got to do shit extra if they don't like you, and they shouldn't have to. People shouldn't have to be mean to you for you to know that they don't like you. People shouldn't have to stab up your tires for you to get that she don't like you. People shouldn't have to call the police for you to get that she don't like you. Stop trying to bombard yourself into people's lives who are not interested, and go find a woman that is interested. And if you're not finding a woman that you like, that is also interested in you, maybe it's the creator's time, or the creator, the Lord telling you, this is not your time. Focus on work. Focus on stacking your money. Focus on working out. Learn a new hobby. Maybe you should move to another state and find another woman. Like, y'all gotta relax. Y'all gotta relax. That's it.